This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. As of yesterday, Jefferson County reported receiving 82% of the approximately 27,000 ballots sent 3 weeks ago. Jefferson's percentage is the highest in the state. In turn, Washington's voter percentage is the highest in the nation, with the number equivalent to 105% of the 2016 vote received, according to media reports. In 2016, Jefferson County received 65% of ballots mailed on the day before the election. Voting continues until the last minute, which is at 8 p.m. today. Those who have not yet voted can do so at 8 drop box locations throughout the county. Ballots postmarked no later than today will be counted, but a safer path is to use a drop box. And that is no disrespect to the United States Postal Service. The auditor's office in the Jefferson County Courthouse will stay open until the aforementioned last minute for voter registration and ballot acceptance. Those who want to register should call first. In-person voters need to check in with security and could have to wait, as the auditor is allowing no more than 2 people into its lobby at a time. One local tradition that is on hold for the foreseeable future is the election night gathering of candidate supporters outside of the auditor's office to hear the results first. This year, everyone can be first, as initial election night results are expected to be posted on the auditor's website no later than 8:15. The most exciting local races for District 2 County Commissioner, where Democrats Heidi Eisenhower and Lorna Smith are competing to replace four-term Commissioner David Sullivan. KPTZ Election Central predicts this will be a close race, although since there is no formal polling, this projection is based solely on the amount of yard signs and a random survey of our friends. Incumbent District 1 Commissioner Kate Dean is unopposed on the ballot, although a Port Townsend woman started a write-in campaign a few weeks ago. KPTZ Election Central predicts this person will gather few votes and scolds her for this feeble last-minute effort. If she was serious, she would have filed for the office in May or at least printed up some signs. Aside from Dean, unopposed candidates to be selected by acclamation are Superior Court Judge Keith Harper and PUD Commissioner Ken Collins for third and second terms, respectively. The entirely Democratic 23rd District Legislative Delegation, Senator Kevin Vandeweghe and Representatives Steve Theringer and Mike Chapman, are also up for re-election. We'll repeat some of the recurring themes. Be sure to sign your ballot. Vote for unopposed candidates if you support them. Check your voting status at votewa.gov. As for the results, KPTZ will broadcast a special edition of Democracy Now! From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight. I will be on the air from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow, reporting the latest local, state, and national results, along with some appropriately themed music. We also have Port Townsend Mayor Michelle Sandoval and U.S. Representative Derek Kilmer scheduled to call in. But this is 2020, and anything can happen. Now to the other story that has obsessed us all year, the COVID-19 pandemic. Jefferson County reported 2 new recent cases, a female in her 80s and a man in his 40s. Both cases are from Mid-County. This brings the case total to 89, with 58 people awaiting results. We have a positive result percentage of 0.83, or 25 positives per 100,000 tests. According to County Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke, Jefferson County has escaped the COVID-19 third wave that is drowning the country and the globe. As for the vaccine, such drugs usually take years for approval, but Locke feels that testing for a finished vaccine will be completed in less than 6 months. Pfizer and Moderna are in phase 3 trials now. Locke expects the virus to slow in March or April, but then there may be a vaccine. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.